Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about our next guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. Charles Wieland is a columnist for Yahoo. He's a former correspondent for The Economist, which is a pretty cool magazine, by the way, if you ever get a chance to read that. It's not widely circulated across Main Street, but it's readily available. It's a pretty cool publication. He's also a professor at the Harris School of Public Policy at the University of Chicago. His book is called, this is a newly revised and updated version called Naked Economics, Undressing the Dismal Science. And he's our new friend, Charles Wieland. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. Charles, a couple of my favorite stories about economists is the one that that I know you've heard that Reagan used to say. He said if you... An economist is someone who looks at something happening in reality and wonders if it would happen in theory.
That's actually one of my favorite quotes.
Isn't it great?
It's less widely known than some of the other aphorisms.
Well, some of the other ones, one more that I know is if you stretched all the economists head to toe around the world, they still wouldn't reach a conclusion.
Yeah, yeah. And Harry Truman said he wanted to find a one-armed economist so that he couldn't say on the other hand.
Yeah, I've forgotten that one. That's another good one. So economics is a dismal science, isn't it? Why do we call it a dismal science?
Well, that was Thomas Carlyle who coined that phrase a long, long time ago, and it referenced the fact that we're always talking about scarce resources. What economics really is the allocation of resources,
right?
And we never have enough of the stuff that we would like, whether it's clean air, whether it's money, whether it's arable land. And so you're always trying to figure out how you can ration something that people want more of. And there's an inherent, I guess, dismal aspect to that.
Well, and doesn't that kind of attitude almost always make an economist a little bit, maybe not negative, but also always pretty much at a minimum cautionary?
Yes, because a good economist is always giving you the trade-offs.
Yeah. On the other hand, right?
On the other, right. And that's exactly what you're supposed to do. You know, you want to lose weight? Terrific. What I'm going to tell you is you're going to have to eat less of that stuff you really like. You're going to have to drink less, and you're going to be sweating a lot more, right?
It's sort of like if you ever buy a yacht, and I never have bought a yacht, but I know people who have. And if you buy a yacht and then you're talking to the yacht builder and you say, well, what about this? Can I have this? And he says, sure, you can have that. What would you like to take out?
It's exactly like that, right? You know, or how much more would you like to pay, right?
We can make that happen. But economists, I mean, we have a number of economists who are members of my brain trust. In fact, Ray Keating is going to be on the next hour. He's a great economist, and I enjoy talking to them. And the economists that we associate with, Charles, are not... you know, they're not eggheads. They're not too much on the other hand kind of folks. They speak in plain English about economics like you do, but it's very important to have that perspective though, isn't it? And that's one of the reasons why I like to have them on my show, so my small business audience can get comfortable with the concept of economics, because economics is, you know, running a small business is not just about buying high and buying low and selling high. There are macro issues that you have to pay attention to, don't you?
Yeah, I think in the book I compare economics to gravity, which is it's out there and you ignore it at your own peril.
Right. But economics does have politics, doesn't it?
It does. It doesn't have to. I mean, I think a good economist will say, look, here are the issues, and if you share this ideological view, then you're also going to think about this. If you share this different ideological view, then you may be more comfortable with that. I think somebody who thinks through these things clearly can talk about what we describe as positive economics, which is just this is the way things are. We've got this much water. We've got that much oil. I mean, that's the state of the facts on the ground, and then introduce layers of things that have beliefs and opinions woven into them, and to always understand the difference between the two.
Well, you know, Charles, my audience knows that because I make payroll every Friday, that I'm a fiscal conservative. And so, I mean, there's no surprise in that. But one of the things that I've never understood, and we may not have enough time for you to explain it this segment, but if we don't, we'll get into the next one. I've never understood the idea of a liberal economist in the modern term. And so I'm going to let you comment on that when we come back after this break. It's 20 till. Charles Whelan is our guest. W-H-E-A-L-A-N. W-H-E-E-L-A-N. If you're Googling him, his book is called Naked Economics. It's a good one. 20 till. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.